Okay, good morning. This past week's daf is daf Lamed Vav in the fourth parak of Maseches Nedarim. Right, so let's see the beginning. The sugya starts in Amud Hei Beis from the Gemara. Ipoilu, Hare Kani, Shluchi Didan, Havi, Shluchi Dershmayo. The Gemara has a shiloh over here. The Iker Shiloh is not necessarily Nidorim related. The Nafkimina would be a nether. The Mai Nafkimina Lamuda Hano. Now, but let's just try to think for a moment or two. That what are the two Tzodmo here? Always when there's always a Shiloh, so very important to clarify the two Tzodim. Right? What are the two sides? We're talking about the Kehanim which do Avoida on a Korban. Person has a Korban, Ruin has a Korban, he brings the Korban, and the Kohen does the Avoida. Zotig Mora, Hanei Kehanei Shluchi Didan Hava Ushluchi Dishmaya. So the words of the Gemara sound like that the Kohen is definitely a Shliach. The question is, who is he a Shliach of? Who is he a Shliach of? Now, Shlucha Didan would mean that he's a Shliach of the Baal HaKorban. He's a Shliach of the Baal HaKorban. When someone brings the Korban, he's appointing the Kohen, a Kohen. He's not bringing it. He's a Yisrael. He's not bringing the actual go through the Avodah Sakarban. And it brings it to Beis Hamikdash that the Kohen should be brought with the Kohen. He's actually appointing the Kohen as his shliach. Now, when we say it as his shliach, so that would seem to suggest that really the Korban is supposed to be brought by him. And the Kohen is doing the Avodas HaKorban on his behalf for him. However, the second side of the Gemara, right? What does it mean? The second side of the Gemara that the Kohanim are Shlucha Dishmaya, right? What would that mean? What would that mean? see, at first glance, if you were to translate the words in the same vein as Shlucha Didan, so just like Shlucha Didan would seem to mean, would be saying that they're our Shliach, so Shlucha Didan would sound that they're acting on behalf of Shmaya, which is hard to understand. Why should they... They don't have to act on behalf of Shmaya. It's not the Rosh Hashanah is not supposed to be in the Korban that they should be acting on his behalf. So translating that sad in this sense would seem to be a little bit difficult, right? Does anyone translate it like that? What?
I have a same question.
What does it mean? Shluchei d'shmaya.
We find that there's a lashon in Chazal that when you eat a carver, meshulchan gavoa kazachu.
Okay.
So it's from Hashem's table.
Okay.
So
would that help me understand? If we're translating in the simple translation, just like the Kohen are acting on behalf of us on the Tzad of Shluchei Didan, would that mean that they're acting on behalf of the Rabbeinu Shalom?
As if the animal belongs to Hashem and they're shechting it on behalf of Hashem.
What does it mean on behalf? For Hashem? Hashem is bringing the carbon?
Not Hashem is bringing the carbon, but it belongs to him.
It belongs to him? Well, okay. What is the idea of shlucha d'shmaya?
It's like shlucha d'isha.
What does that mean?
The Baal can make a shaliach and the Isha can make a shaliach. So here the korban is going from the Baal to Hashem. So Hashem can be make a shaliach to be makabal the korban and to do what's required to for the kabbalas of korban.
The kohen is being makabal the korban. Is that what is happening?
The English here has something.
He says, okay.
It's whether the Kohen who performs the service on behalf of individual acts as heaven's agent in the matter or as the agent of the sacrifice's owner.
So
heaven's agent.
So we're trying to understand, what is heaven's agent? What does it mean, heaven's agent? Right? If we were to compare it and to translate similar to that of Shluchi Didan, so that it therefore would mean some kind of idea that he's acting on behalf of Shemayim and his bringing of the korban, which is hard to understand what exactly that means. Does anyone have a way of explaining that explanation?
What I would think is the Rabbanu Shlom gave the tzivui to make karbonos in certain cases. So now this person is bringing the karbon, and the kohen is doing it, but he's doing what the Rabbanu Shlom said to do. So because he's doing what the Rabbanu Shlom said to do, he's fulfilling what the Rabbanu Shlom's were. So it's a little bit more to that side. I mean, he can't take away the owner of the karbon. It's him, but. You know, I guess it's where's the emphasis, I guess, to me.
Let's just hear that again. The side of Shluchi Didan would seem to be that he's acting on behalf of the Baal Korban, which means that the Baal Korban himself should be the one who is bringing the korban, who's doing the seder ha'avoda on the korban, and the kohen is doing it in his stead, and we see it as if the bialim is actually doing it through the doing of the kohen. That's that, right? Now
you can't touch the words the same, but I like Michael's approach. I think there's something to that with Kabbalah, because you brought it to the base of Midrash, and the representatives of Hashem are the one accepting it and bringing it as the korban.
Well, now, one second. See, accepting it. What is the,
took the carbon from the bottom.
So that's accepting
and they,
it.
And they accepted it, and now they bring it the way Hashem wants it to be brought.
So when is Shemayim accepting the carbon? That you know that we want to say. I mean, you know, taking it and doing the avodah. That's the accepting. We probably would think that the accepting is after the carbon is brought, like the Pesukim talk about how you created a
reach
and that, right? So would it be possible that they are that accepting they're doing for Shemayim? I'm not sure if anyone else could do it or anyone else has to do it, right? You know, Shemayim, you know, does it when the carbon is brought, right? So so in that vein of accepting, also is difficult to understand. Now I think what Reb Nachum was saying, to me sounds like the words. I'm not sure if that was the intention, but to me it sounds like that what that means it has a different connotation. That means that the Rebbeinu Shalom was mitzvah the kohen to bring the korban. So it's not like they're acting instead of Shemayim, right? It has it's a different idea, right? That they're fulfilling really the tzivi of Shemayim. That's what it is.
It's a whole different connotation.
Okay, yeah, right. It's
I mean, I had that kasher. That why bichlal do they need to use a lashon shlichus? Just say the kohen's metuva to do it, but the gemara doesn't use that lashon. The gemara could have said like that shluchi didan or alav shluchi didan.
Mm-hmm. 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 Right. Okay. So this is what we're trying to to figure out over here, right?
If it would be a paid position, who would pay them for their service? Are they doing a service for the Bailam and the Bailam will pay them, or are they doing a service for Hashem and Hashem will pay them?
So well, I suggested they're paid with Truma. They're paid with Truma and other matanos.
They're talking about that. The 24 matanos kuna.
So,
Rabbi Davis rejected. Rabbi Davis rejected that.
But I'm not sure if that. I'll tell you like this. Let's say before this Gemara, right? Let's just not forget about what. Before this Gemara, how would we have viewed the Kohanim doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? I believe that no one would have thought that he's acting as a replacement for the Yisrael. The Yisrael has to bring the korban itself. I would think that everyone would understand that bringing the korban is something that a kohen does, going through the avodas. And what they're doing is that they're facilitating the bringing of the korban for Yisrael. That's what they're doing
for the Yisrael,
right?
For the Yisrael,
yeah. Right. But what I mean to say is like this: when you're talking about a shliach in this sense. Right, so.
What do you mean by facilitating? Is there a shliach for who?
Not a shliach for anyone.
Not a shliach for everyone.
Right. They're
just making it
job.
Happen. They're just making
exactly,
it happen.
Exactly, right. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. You have to bring a korban. Right? It happens to be this person is one who has the ability to bring the korban. So bring it to him, and he'll take care of it, and the korban will be brought.
Because you can't do it yourself.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But there's no reason for you to do it. No one asks you to do it. You don't have to do the karm. You're mechayiv to have a karm rebrought. That's on your behalf. On your behalf doesn't necessarily mean that the avoidus are done. You're doing the avoidus. You just need to have that this karm is for you. How does it become your karm? By you being makdish it from your money. Right, and it becomes your carbon. You're the Baal carbon. So if you're the Baal carbon,
it's not a carbon when you're makdish it. At that point, it's not a carbon.
It has Klusha's carbon on it, right?
But it has to be brought.
It's not a brought carbon, right?
But
that's the first step. The first step you makdish the carbon. So, but whoever's makdish the carbon, right? We'll see. Maybe someone else could makdish it for me. But whoever the Hakdosha is for, he becomes the Baal HaKorban. And now, if the Korban's brought, it's intrinsically brought for him, unless something happens which sends it away from him.
And if it's not, if the Kohen doesn't shecht it, then does the Yisrael fulfill his obligation if the coin never shechted it?
No, because the carbon has to be brought.
The
bringing of a carbon means that the Seder HaVoidus have to be done. Right.
We need that next step for the coin to shecht it and all that.
Of course, it has to be done. See, but we're talking about something maybe which is a little fine tuned over here. Right? Shliach means.
It's as if I did.
Shliach means that you're doing something that I should be doing. That's what a shliach is, right? Right. When I ask you to please get me a sefer from the shelf, are you my shliach? Right. I don't think so. You're my shliach. You do me a favor, right? Right. You know, there's no. Uh-huh. It doesn't have to be me who's taking the sefer off the shelf in order for me to use it, right? I just have to get it to my hand. So you know, you're just a facilitator, right? Yeah.
If I were to have answered the Gemara's question, the Mainafgamina, what I would have thought the answer would have been was, can I ask a specific coin to do it as compared to, you know, does that, you know, is it part of the Beis HaMikdash's, you know, yeah. So, I don't know what the answer is to that question, but,
Well, you mean to say if you appoint a certain coin, then you're making
right. In other words, typically, I imagine you bring a carbon, and then you know who's ever next, you know the next, you know next.
I don't like that coin. I want Chaim the coin.
Right. So I don't know what the answer is to that question, but that might be relevant to.
What you're kind of saying is that. Because you're not specifically choosing this coin, you don't care which it is, so any coin is the same, so the fact that this guy's doing it and I can't get enough from him doesn't make a difference, because any other coin could do it.
Right.
That would be the same question then by the marketplace. So I could have bought it from any guy,
I
and I bought it from him.
Talking about not relating Hano, not with Hano.
In general.
Could when he brings it, could he say, I want that coin to bring it and not that coin to bring it? Since he's my shliach, I'm appointing the coin. otherwise I'm not appointing anyone, right? Oh, so right. You know, right? That's what he was
right.
He
so was saying. I don't know what the deal is with that, but if that nafkamin exists, let me sort of understand the.
Okay. So maybe
I'm not sure. Why would that be a nafkamina? Why, if it was shluchei de shamayim, can't you choose?
Because once you give it the carbon in, it's out of your hands. Now it goes.
Okay.
It's interesting.
Okay, all right. I hear what you're saying. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. That question is brought up somewhere.
Yeah.
No, you know, is that someplace? Okay.
Maybe it's the one I forgot.
Yeah.
Brought
up
in
Rabbi Weinstein's share on Sunday morning. That's what.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that we'll have to check the sources. About that. The schusim of the mishmaros we had in those sugyos over there that we learned that actually has to be, we learned this past week's parasha, right? The different mishmaros. Right? The schusim of the mishmaros and within the mishmar. Okay. But I could put
them. The Gemara in Kedushin comes out that. That it's obvious that it's
Shluch Dishmaya. So like this. See, what we're comfortable with is it's out of Shluch Dishmaya. So we just know that Shluch Dishmaya means that it's not Shluch Dishmaya. But we're still trying to figure out what does Shluch Dishmaya mean, right? Okay, it's not that, right? And therefore the Gemara proves that it can't be that, right? But what
can't
is
Shluch Dishmaya?
Can't be Shluch Dishmaya.
Oh, yeah.
Because I told you on Shabbos that
right.
they can't do it themselves.
Can't be
Shluchi Didan. They prove it in the other Gemara.
So,
that's what you mean.
Right. More Kedushin. That's what you're referring to.
Can't be Shluchi
Didan. Right. Okay, so let's see over here what this is.
I mean, I wonder how did that come about? Meaning, why can't we do it? Because Hashem, either Hashem created Isurim for Israel to do it, or He created a situation where only the Kohanim can do certain things, but He created it that way. So which came first?
What do you mean?
Did they become Shluchim after Hashem made the Isurim? Or no, it's all the same concept. Meaning, Hashem could have set it up where you have to bring a korban, you come bring a korban. You do the shechita, you do the halacha, you do the zrika. Any person who has to bring a korban could do it.
Okay, right.
And now Hashem said, okay, I'm only going to have the Kohanim do it.
Right.
Okay. So, let's say we're going with Shulchan Didan at this point. I mean, isn't it one and the same that he's saying, I'm going to, or is it two different steps? First, he asked to Yisrael to do it. You can't, you're chayv to bring this korban, and you have to do the shechita, but I'm asking you to do the shechita, the halach and the zrika. Oh, now that you're asr, now I'm going to set them up as shluchim. Oh, but we can't have a shliach where you can't do it yourself. I mean, it had to be that the isr had to be there before the shlichas.
Isra had to be there before the shlichus.
Or are you saying, oh, because the shlichus comes, doesn't, it's not that Hashem doesn't set up the shlichus for all time. The shlichus gets come by any individual korban. That's what we're saying? That's how it works.
On shlucha didan.
Right. So each individual korban, a shlichus is set up. As opposed to Hashem set up a system where Kohanim are working by shlichus.
When
you hear the difference,
that second side—that's really what we're trying to know what that means. But I can't find it. But when they get to what you just spoke through, right.
So also, it's important to right because the shechita, although technically could be done by a czar, right, but that's also being typically done by a kohen, right? So. Right. That might be a, also like a little nafkamina of the mechanics of what's happening here. Right?
You're saying that part could be Suchas Tadan and the rest would be Suchas Tadishamayim.
Something like that.
I guess for the same, for that matter, you could talk about the coins being the karma.
Yeah, right.
Right, so that's also an interesting thing, because a Kohen is bringing a Korban, doesn't have to use another Kohen. He always, even if it's not his Mishmer, he can bring his own Korban.
Yeah, but what's relevant for us, if Kohen brings it, and he's, someone else is bringing the Korban, right? That would be similar to what he's pointing out. Right. However, I mean, practically speaking, probably, I mean, whatever the din would be, right, you know, if the halacha is that it's not shluchi didan, so then, okay, we'll see in less than tomorrow, then, you know, it's not relevant shluchi didan. Well, okay, we'll see, maybe it is, more talks about that. yeah, sankoponim, so we just want to stress that this side of the Gemara of Shluchei Dishmaya, that needs a little bit of work to clarify exactly what that is. We know that it's not that. That's right, and that's really where most of the Gemara comes around. But let's see if we could see as the Gemara goes through to get a little understanding. I'll just mention another possibility, which maybe one might feel right away is not a valid. But the other possibility would be to say that the question just is who is appointing the shliach over here. Are we appointing the shliach, or the Baruch Shalem appoints the Kohen as the shliach? And as regardless, he's doing it. He's a shliach for us. Right? The question just is that who's appointing? Right. We have to just explain that a little bit more. That, see, if it were just simply who's appointing, but the end result is the same, you know, then you see from the Gemara Kedusha Master says that he can't possibly be a shliach, right? Whoever appoints, right? Right.
So the Baal of Korban cannot be a shliach.
The Kohen can't be a shliach of the Baal Korban.
Oh,
right, that's the more because the Baal Korban himself can't do the avodah. See, he can't possibly right.
Someone
can't be a shliach for him. Something that he can't do. Right. So to say like that, right, would just who's the appointing, right, would seem that. Then you should have the same problem Gemara says over there, right? So therefore that side, right, would not seem to be a valid side. So we're back to what we're saying is that the side of Shluchei Dishmaya, according to our understanding, really just means that there really actually is no shlichus between the Kohen and the Baalim. And Shluchei Dishmaya, even though that the Chazal used that word, and you know we would like to be able to translate it in some form of shlichus, but that's a word that we're having a difficulty in translating it in the same way. And it would seem to us that what Shluchei Dishmaya means is nothing more than the fact that Ribbono Shel Olam appointed the Kohanim to be the Makrive HaKorban. That's what it means, and there is no din of shlichas at all.
So basically, you're saying that the Gemara of Shaila is: are they shluchim didan or are they not shluchim didan?
Right.
That's what you're basically saying.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, but let's see if we could get something clearer on that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. The Gemara says, "My nafkamina The Mudaha no. The Gemara says the nafkamina is if the Bala Korban is Mudaha no from the Kohen who's bringing it. And therefore, would he be considered getting hano from this coin who's bringing his korban? The Gemara says, "Yam
to shluch." Is he mudra hano from a specific coin? Is mudra hano from all kohanim?
Either or, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, if he's mudra hano from a specific coin, why don't we just tell the living coin to bring it?
You could, right? We're just discussing whether this coin could bring it, right?
Well, if he's the mudra hano from all kohanim, how could it be brought?
So the Gemara is saying that the nafkamina is lemudra hano. Yamet ishluchi didan havu homahani lei va'oser. Then he's having hano. Zok the Gemara. The amr ishluchi dishmaya shori. However, if it's shluch dishmaya, it's mudra. Now let's think about that for a moment. Right? That what is the hano that we're dealing with? If the kohen brings a korban for someone, right? So what would you say? What would you say the hano is? Yeah.
Originally, I thought pshat was that he's giving you hano because he gives you this kapara or whatever you need to bring the korban for. He accomplishes whatever the Karban is supposed to accomplish. But then I saw Vayitz in the Gemara and the Ran, and it seems clear that...
I'm saying, but let's make the Chesh right over here, right? If that's what it is, so then explain to me the difference between Shluchi Didan and Shluchi Ra.
Well, that's not Pshat anyway. The Gemara later clearly says that's not Pshat.
Okay.
So the Pshat is that just listening to my Shlichas, following when I ask somebody to be my Shliach, and they do what I ask them to do, that itself is a hana for me. That's what Gemara says later.
Okay, very good, very good. Okay, so this was just trying to bring that out. See here, the Gemara again over here is saying that we're dealing with the hana that a person has from the kohen bringing his korban, and the Gemara says that this, whether he would be getting hana is or not, is dependent on the shayla. If you shluch edidan, then the Baal Korban is having hano from the kohen. The kohen can't do that if he's a mudra hano. Right? But if it's not shluch edidan, shluch edishmaya, then he can. Now, we wanted to know what was the hano. So, like we are saying, we probably would have thought a muskabishin that the hano is the fact that he was makav my korban. He accomplished what I needed to do. I was mukhiv a korban. He did that for me. But were that to be the hano, then regardless, you have that.
And he's still
exactly.
My mark with my carbon
exactly.
And accomplishing the goal of the carbon.
Right, right,
same
right.
Thing.
Right. Okay. Right. So you see from one side, a chiddush, that is not a hano, right?
That's an outcome from what happened, but that's not the hano. That's not what's happening now. That's just a totsah of what an outcome. But when the carbon is brought, then I achieved whatever I'm. The hana is the fact right now that he's doing my shlichus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm makabel that. If somebody can explain to me why.
Okay. See, he's saying that's a grammar, but I would still wonder about that. Is like this. Is that when a person is mechuyev a korban, he's mechuyev kapara? Is that what it is?
And the kapara,
and that. What I'm saying, yeah. When a person is mechuyev, right, that does navera, right, and so his din is that he needs kapara, and you know everything else is just a hechsher to the tzivoy. Bringing the korban is like buying the lulav in the store. Is that what it is? I wouldn't have thought so. I would think that he's mechuyev to bring the korban. That's what it is, right? Right. Of course, because it's going to bring him kapara. But when a person does navera, he's mechuyev korban. He's mechuyev to bring the korban. He's not mechuyev kapara. right? He's mechuyev to bring the korban.
Yeah, but that korban is mechaper.
What? Yeah, that's true. That's true. But that's what I'm, the point I'm saying over here is that we want to know why he's not an Enes. And that the answer is it's a gromo. You know why? Because he's not mechuyev to bring the korban. He's mechuyev to get kapara. So the kohen brought the korban, which caused the kapara. So fine, this is the second step. This is a gromo. So on that I'm saying that I don't believe that that's true. I don't believe that he's mechuyev kapara. He's mechuyev a korban. He's mechuyev, that's what his chiyev is. Alright?
Isn't there a video you have to stay on the
carbon? That's true. That's true. That's also, of course, he's doing tshuva, right? But I don't think his chiyev is a chiyev tshuva. He's mechuyev to bring a carbon.
Why is hana connected to accomplishing a chiyev? Right. Hana can be, you know, you give somebody $10. That's a hana. They're not accomplishing a chiyev. They got a kapara. They got a kapara. Well, so even if they don't have a chiyev,
I'm not getting where you're going.
You're saying that the hana is
I'll speak out my question so that the answer will be targeting the question.
Fine.
Right? What we heard from it is that it's only a groma, right? Because you're only mechuyev in kapara. So I'm just questioning that and saying I don't believe that that's true.
I don't know. Nobody said that.
I'm addressing what he's saying. Right? So that's what I'm trying to clarify. Right? Clarify just what we're talking about. Yeah, so then we'll be able to appreciate, you know, what we're answering. Right? Right? Got to be targeting the same target.
Okay.
Right? So that was what the discussion was. We could take on a different part, you know, a different point. But that's what that was. And I was questioning whether that's true. And if you want to say groma. So you can have to even talking about the step before as a groma, which gets a little more difficult. Okay, that was the point that I was raising. Okay, now what do you want to say, Michael?
If you were just coming to answer his question, then that's fine. I thought you were coming to say that.
Okay,
that
I wasn't. Let's start something else.
Were coming to say that there's no hanan la kapara because he doesn't have a chiyu kapara. He only has a chiyu to bring a korban, and therefore the kapara is not a hanan.
Okay, so that's not what was said.
Okay, fine.
It's not necessary to deflate it.
Fine. Okay, fair enough.
Okay, deflect it. Okay,
just to strengthen this connection, right?
Right.
Is that it's clearly the fulfillment of a chiyuv. There we hit. Mitzvahs lav lehenos.
Okay, right? So that might be another answer.
So therefore, clearly, we're not focusing on the hana of being fulfilling the mitzvah. So it has to do with the benefit of the kapara also.
Then, right? I mean, if that's what, right? So then that's an answer to kapara, then, right?
I think the kapara can be considered a hana. The fact that you have a kapara, you know, the person A fulfilled his chiyuv, but B has a hana. In other words, the hana either comes from the fact that you received the kapara, or that the kohen did your tzivui. You know, it has to be in those areas. It can't be the fulfillment of the mitzvah because that is a hana that we know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Achronim talk about mitzvah slav lehenos nidnu. I don't know what they say, but it's something to the direction of that. Let's say the mitzvah of tashmish, there is hana, and that is called a hana. So mitzvah slav lehenos nidnu means just doing the act of the mitzvah itself is not a hana. Doing the act of the mitzvah itself is just the mitzvah. But if there's a hana that comes together with the mitzvah, there is still a hana.
Fine, but that okay.
So if you're getting a kapara, that could be a hana that you're getting. If just being a kindness or shaking a lulav, that's not a hana that you're doing.
I'm not sure if kapara is any better than the schar of a mitzvah that you get. It's also not bichlal.
I feel cleansed. I have a weight off my shoulder. Now I can move on and.
So when a person shakes a lulav, right, and he's not going to get schar and money, he feels also very good about that. Is that hana? It's also not part of us. It's also part of mitzvah.
So hold on. The question. So in the lashon of the Ran, when he says that it's a grama, does he mean that's not a hana or that's taka hana? It's just because it's only a grama, therefore that's not nichlo in the isra hana that you make on a person.
that's if he's talking grammar, right? That would say that it's that hagam that it's hano, but it's you're not giving it to him, right? Yeah, we don't see him getting it from him. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Okay, so that might be an alternate answer to this whole thing, right? Mitzvah Slav Lahan, isn't it? Right. However, now, like Aviel pointed out, and that's Mavui in the Ran. This idea also needs a little bit understanding. That if you hold Shluch Edidan, so what is the Hano? The Hano is that he did my Shlichus. Now, I don't know exactly what is that, what kind of Hano lies in that. Right?
So the Gemara clearly says that's a Hano.
Yeah, right.
Anyone can take my Truma. Then and he does it, you don't get that Hana. And if he says you specifically do it, mm-hmm. and he does it,
no, you're right. We're just trying to touch on what is the Hana of it, right? I mean, if we're saying the accomplishment and everything else, that's not the Hana. So it's like, what exactly is this?
Somebody listening to what I'm asking them to do and following through.
I always joke around about work is that like 10% of my work is programming and 90% is listening to my boss. The anchor I am there is that my boss should be able to tell me what to do.
Okay. All right. So that's what the Gemara seems to be saying.
The Ramban uses a lush like Eliyahu saying, I feel like I've seen in other places that if you would pay somebody to do this, that's the Hano. Now you don't have to pay them.
Oh yeah? Did the Rishonim say such thing like that?
Did I see?
Did it say the Rishonim? Ramban says something?
No, I didn't see specifically in the Ramban. But I feel like I've seen that concept.
Oh yeah?
Let me just see if I can find the Rishonim.
Can you say that again? You would have paid somebody to do something, and now you don't have to pay them, and they're doing what you would have paid for, so that's a Hano, and you're
saving the money.
Mm-hmm. And that has to do with shlichus and not shlichus. Paying the kohen like for doing it, you know, is that depending on when he's a shlich and not a shlich?
Right, I hear what you're saying. That's a good question. What was that about?
We find in the Gemara Kedushin where one of the ways to be Mekadosh and Isha is if the lady asks you to do something and you do it, even there's no, that you're not giving her anything tangible, but just the fact you're following through on her instruction, that's a Hana that you can be Mekadosh and Isha with. Yeah, it's the Gemara Kedushin.
What was the example that you're referring to in the Gemara? You remember specifically what the example was?
It's in the same sugya of Schok Lefanai, Rekod Lefanai.
So what example are you talking about? That's what I want to know.
He's got a specific example, but I remember that was the concept that I understood from that Gemara.
Okay, so you have to have...
It
would be good to know the specific example that we could investigate it. Okay. All right.
Dabai Lai Lamella, something, you know, like... You're not giving anything tangible to the lady, but just listening to my instruction.
Okay. Let's find the example anymore, and we'll see in the Rishonim how they explain it, and then we'll be able to have a baseful base.
Right. The Ramban actually says specifically not like this.
Oh,
because he says Kagun Kriya Shem, but feel habeli shlichus the Kagun Kriya Shem. Delo avid lemishko le aschar, asr v'kevan to kamer le v'avid, kama hanile. So Ramban is specifically saying, even if you wouldn't pay somebody to do it,
mm-hmm.
just the fact that you did the thing.
Yeah.
But I felt like I saw somewhere else that it might be talui in the aschar, but. Okay.
Now let's see over here. Let's see the Ran. Okay. Zok the Ran. Okay, the first Ran over here we have is Iboyel who hanikani shluch didan him. I forgot her kamik dushin osik rav huna the shluch the rachmano ninu. The Ran says that you find the Gemara brings this Shiloh. The Gemara brings this Shiloh in context of a Gemara, and the Rav Huna over there really is coming to be Machriya, it's Shluch Rachmon, and he says the following proof. The Yisakadach Shluch Didan Ninhu, Mi Iko Midi Danan Lemetzina Lemebad, is it possible to have something that we can do, the Inu Avdi, and our Shliach could do it?
Now, let's say somebody doesn't have hands, so they can't do something physical with their hands. They can't make a shliach do something that you need hands for. Is that, or it's only like it's something you can't do because the Torah says you can't do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which one of the two?
Right. Choice two. Something that intrinsically, the mishaleach doesn't have. The intrinsic ability to do. He's missing the conditions to do that.
He cannot.
So a person that doesn't have hands, right, that is a circumstantial
condition,
right? And it's only something which is an intrinsic condition. So over here, for example, that being that avoda on a korban can only be accomplished by a kohen, he's the type of person that has the ability to create avoda's ksheiris. A Yisrael can't. So therefore, it can't possibly be that the Kohen is in the stead of the Yisrael, because the Yisrael himself can't do it. So how is it possible for him to make a shliach do something that he doesn't have the ability to do, as the Gemara says? Right. So therefore the Gemara says that it must be shlucha d'shmaya, right, which means that he's not acting on behalf of the Yisrael. Right. He might be a facilitator, right, but he's not acting on behalf in the sense that I'm doing something that you are supposed to be doing it, and I'm doing it for you as if you did it, right? That can't be, right? Because you can't do it. Yeah. So the Ran says like this. So Gemara asks it as a shayla, even though the Gemara in Kiddushin has an answer to this. The Gemara proves that it has to be shluch d'shmaya. The Ran says, "Afil hochi boy hofa lemitshitom masnisen emi braisa." Nevertheless, the Gemara is clearing the shaila over here because the Gemara wants to have a stronger source to be poshted. The Gemara over there, it was nifshad. Rav Huna was poshted it in misvar the nafshe. Right? It's not something which has a source in the Tanoim. Right? If you look in that sugi over there. That whole concept is maybe not necessarily has to be.
Does this apply in other cases? That something you can't do yourself, you can't appoint the shliach to do? Can you just give me another example besides a kohen, who avoda, that I'm just trying to understand the concept. What, something I can't do myself, I can't appoint somebody else to do. Can you give me another example that's not an avoda?
I think maybe you have a chesed, let's say an eved can't be a shliach for kedushin. Maybe he's
in the
kedushin.
Is this the same concept?
Mm-hmm. In b'teres, yeah, could be. Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that the Gemara over there brings that in, actually, that example.
The Gemara over there actually maybe is talking about an eved making a shliach for someone to be mekabel his get shichra.
Right.
He can't be in kabel himself.
That's the
sugya
of
Rabbi
Kanani. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
I've heard other places that, you know, the question is what's stronger, if you bring a brice or a pasuk against me, or you bring a svara.
I've heard it said that a svar is a stronger raya because it comes from kola Torah kula. I mean, if you're talking about a Talmud Chacham, talking about it.
No, but a svar could be upshlugged. If you have a Mishnah that there's no other way to learn it, you can't upshlug it.
If you can't, but usually there's another way. They say, oh, I don't learn it that way, I learn it this other way. Anyway, it's interesting. You see here, anyway, like you're saying a little bit more, not that even though they had a svar over there, and you'd think maybe a svar is very strong, that... Nevertheless, they wanted to.
Right. You see in that sugya over there itself, see whether that is something which is definite. That's for in that sugya, or maybe not. Maybe just Rav Huna's opinion.
And if we brought a Mishnah proof that there's shluchu nidan, we have to deal with this svara. But if we ever did bring a raya that way.
Right. Okay, let's see. Yeah, Zot, the next round, the Nafkamin we said was the Muda Hano. The Gemara says that if Shluchu Nidan, Hoka Mahani Lei, Vikivan Do Ovid Shluchuse Mahani Lehu. Okay, this is the man says that that's the Asiya Shluchuse, the doing of the Shlichus, that is where the Hano lies. The Bishlama Ishluch the Shmayin in who Afagav the Shori Luhu Bahai Korbin the Meichel Bikolchim. The Ran is talking about over here at what we see in the Sugi, the idea of a Mukhusi Kapora. Certain Korbonis, which the accomplishment of the Korbin is actually that it's Mitaher, the person. It brings him to a level of Taira that now he's Muta Bekotchim. So that is what the Ran over here is speaking out, that even a Korban, which would cause Taira, and now the person can be Kotchim.
That's what Mechusra Kapara?
Yeah.
I just thought of something. If you're Usher, if somebody owns a mikvah, and you are usher and hanaf from that person, you're allowed to use their mikvah as long as you're not like cooling off your body for it, right? That it's matahir you for. Am I right?
Okay. Yeah, let me hear.
It's a question of a mikvah, and it says bimota geshamim is mutter, bimota chama is usher. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just I feel like a shayach here. That's telling us, is this that you got a benefit that now your tahor is not called a hanaf? What?
Depends if it's a hot mikvah or a cold mikvah.
Right, okay, fine. Those are all cold mikvahs. I'm just saying here is that maybe this is a similar concept that you don't, that this is not called, this that it would be machshir you for something, that's not called a hanaf. You see that over there also.
Okay. That's true. Right. So the Ran, as he said, mentioned before, calls this a groma. This is a groma. Right? So, like Michael was medayik before, groma would seem to be say that the hano itself, the echus of the hano would be a hano, but just that how it relates, how we see it coming from one to the next is an eifin of groma, so we don't see that he's being mahanehim. He just is causing indirectly, and that we saw before, right? You see many places that if it's indirect, we don't see the hano coming from the one who we can't have hano from, and therefore that it would be mutter. But the actual hano itself is a hano. Okay. Lomizen.
What's the hano itself? The fact that they follow my shlichus?
Yeah, that's what it seemed to be, right? Like I mentioned before.
But what about doing a cover brings you close to Hashem? What about that? Like kirvas alakim? Is that?
It's interesting. The Ran says something later. Here he's talking. Here we're talking about mechusre kapar. I mean, right. What does he say here? Does he say that it's shari lay, right? Then now you're going to be mutter di korbanos.
Right.
Whereas he says later that this is really the chiddush of this whole Mishnah, more than other korbanos, where all it's giving you is a kapara. Here it makes you mutter in korbanos. That's more than just getting a kapara. Mm-hmm. And lechora, it seems like that's the way we come out in this Mishnah.
What did it say that?
Later in the Ron, meaning the Ron asks a different question later. He says, if we say, learn from this Mishnah that it's Shluchei Didon.
Right.
Because otherwise it should have just taught us all Korbanos. So it's Shluchei Dei Shemaya, it should have just said all Korbanos are Mutter by a Mutter Hana.
Right. That's and the Gemara's so question.
What?
That's the Gemara's question.
No, that's the Ron's question.
That's the Gemara's question.
The Gemara wants to learn the Shluchei Dei Shemaya. Ron is saying you could have learned the Shluchei Dei
Shemaya.
Two different points. So the Gemara is going in one direction, right? But Michael's talking in the other direction of the Gemara, right?
The Gemara is trying to prove it's Shluchei Dei Shemaya, and then it's Docha that, right? It's Shluchei Dei Shemaya, because you see, you can bring a korban. And then it's docha that, it's only talking about Mechusrei Kapara. So the Ron asks a different question. He says, now that you see that the Mishnah only says Mechusrei Kapara, and not all Korbanos, learn it's Shluchei Didan. Because if it was Shluchei Dei Shemaya, it should have just said all Korbanos he can bring. Right? So the Ron answers that, and he says it was giving us a bigger Chiddush, that even though here he's Mater him B'Kodshim, which is more than other Korbanos, where all you get is a Kapara,
Still, it's mutter.
So you see that the Ron sees a difference between being mutter and korbanos and getting a kapara. There's more of a hana. That's what I was trying to point out.
But he still calls it a grama.
Right.
He still calls it a grama. Right.
The hana itself is a greater hana. Right. But Mike is saying all very good. But the problem is not in the type of hana. This is a real hana. But the reason why it's not also is because it's not coming directly. Right? Very good. Very good. Mm-hmm.
With all these sugyos, we always have to ask the question, is it because of, again, the Lashon, or is it because it's inherently not the nether? In other words, let's say he says explicitly, is that I'm making a nether that this Kohen can't bring my carbon. Right, so now there's no ambiguity in his lashon. You know, is that just not possible? In other words, are Mishnah saying that that's not the bichlal nedarim, or the question of our Gemara is when he says that stam, does it include this or not include that?
One second, just to see where you are. You're in the Gemara Shaila now. Is that where you are?
I guess it would be in the Gemara Shaila.
The Gemara says that the nafkamina is whether a kohen can bring his korban on the side that it's shluchei didan. A kohen cannot bring his korban. Well, on the other side, you want to have. And if it's shluchei d'shmai, a kohen could bring his korban, and you want to know that is that because of the way he worded the nether, but could he possibly word the nether in a way which?
Right.
Which now, what do you mean to say? Let's say this hano of Achilles Kolchin.
Let's talk about it like again. That case of truma is very fascinating, right? Is that if you say stam, anyone that does it, there we say it's mutter, right?
Okay.
So there's no question that the person that does it is doing it mitine shlichus. Right.
Okay.
Right, and if he says that if you do it, it's also shlichus, right? The nafkamina is that we're saying that on one shlichus he is getting hana and one shlichus he's not getting hana.
Right.
Right. So what if he explicitly says that I'm making a netter that that anybody that were to
So what we need to know is, the first step is that when he's making anyone a shliach, why is that not hano? Right?
Right.
Maybe so that's what you want to know before, right?
Right.
Have to do with what he said? Well, let's explain that just one step further. I mean, the reason why it's not hano is because anyone could do it, right? So in any situation where anyone could have done it the same way this person could have done it, then That's not, now why is that not hano? How do we understand that? Right? It's not a hano, or the hana is not coming from you, because it's not you. Anyone could have done that.
You're talking about the case of Kolarotze.
Yeah, right. Right, right. Or that might be the same idea is maybe as Shluch Nishmayim. Right. That might right. See, because what he's pointing out over here is that when you make a shlichus, a general shlichus, she's also being kind of shlichus, right? So why don't you have the hano of the shlichus being niskayim? So it seems to be that hano of Mimkayim Shlichus has to do with the fact that not anyone could do it, right? And you were the shliach, right? You did this. So therefore, if everyone's a shliach, so then the fact that you did my shlichus over here doesn't give me hano. Again, because it has nothing to do with you specifically. Anyone else could have done it by the same token. Now, you want to know, is there, that's not hano. That means that you're not, I don't see you giving me the hano. So if that's what it is, I don't see how wording it differently would make a difference, right? Unless your Isser is not hano, right? You want to make, something else.
But you could say that, it's not that it's not hana, that's not the hana that you were talking about when you made the nether. Right? That's a way of looking at it. Is the hana I was talking about is having this person.
But is it, see, the way we explained it, it wasn't so much the hana, you're getting a hana from him. But it's not from him. That's the word. The word is that I don't see it coming from this person specifically, because he's not a specific player here. Anyone could have done it, right? So the understanding is that I don't see it coming from him specifically. So if that's what it is, it's not so much the hanos I know, but it's not coming from the right person, as if, right? That's really what's missing over here.
I don't know. If it was like you were saying, then it wouldn't be talui in the lashon that he used. Meaning, if he never asserted this type of hana in the first place, then it's not going to matter how he did what lashon he used for the shlichus, because it was never asserted in the first place. It must be that there's some kind of an isser, and now how you did the shlichus is going to depend, like Rabbi Weinstein saying, whether we attach that hana to this person. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think he wants to word the nether differently. I think that's what he wants to have.
Yeah, but the nether happened a long time ago. So mm-hmm. Now we're in a situation.
No, he wants to know, could you create a situation? That's what he wants to know. Could I create a nether which will bypass this and it will answer that? That's what he wants to know.
And if you clarify that this is what you meant, is that not a nether because inherently it's not a nether? Or that would be a nether, and the reason why in our case it isn't a nether is because we don't assume that that's what that was the end.
He meant hano. He's a nether. Right?
Oh,
not
sorry.
Not a nether, right? Not a hano, right? Yeah. Is that right?
I mean, there are two ways he could go. That he means the original nether didn't answer it. That's what I thought he was saying. And you're saying is, could he have made an eder that was so strong that couldn't have worked?
I would say it like Michael was saying. It.
Which one, the first or the second?
That's why
you never asked it in the first place.
I mean, that's my suffix between those two possibilities. Right. But
I'm saying is that if you never asked it in the first place, this Gemara never gets started.
But when you made the nether, we're trying to understand the intent of your nether, right? In other words, I'm saying that it's zikr, there's zikr, some type of hana in there, right? But I wouldn't even say that last thing. But the question is, can you specify in a neder that if anybody, right, that if anybody were to do it,
Perhaps, but then this Gemara's question doesn't really get started.
Yeah.
The whole point of the Gemara is it's tolu'i in the way you word it.
Are you saying it in relation to the Gemara, or you're questioning it?
In relation to the Gemara.
Yeah, okay.
Gemara's assuming that there is an Isser Hanah here. If it wasn't an Isser Hanah, then it wouldn't matter how you worded this shlichus. You'd say he never asked that in the first place, so it doesn't matter whether you word it this way or you word it that way. He didn't ask this. The fact that how he words the shlichus, kolarotza versus go do this for me, means there must be an Isser to begin with. If he never asked it to begin with, then he can just say, do it, go do it. You hear what I'm saying? Maybe, am I wrong? Am I saying, maybe I'm missing something?
No, I'm still not following.
Yeah, I hear.
Okay. Let's get back to where we started. Okay, and we'll have to discuss this afterwards. Let's see. Okay, so Nachmas, what do we have over here? Two stogim in the Gemara, back shluchei dan, shluchei rechbon, and in Shmuel Dishmaya, what it tells us the nafkamina is whether a kohen could bring his korban. Kohen can bring his korban. Once you mentioned that Gemara about Shuma, so then it's kedai to make a point over here also, that it would seem from this Gemara that when one brings a carbon, we see the shlichus to the specific kohen who ended up bringing it. Right? Because were it to be that the shlichus is that, you know, he's, you know, appointing all the kohanim that are here today, then again, it should be like that, and it shouldn't be considered hanah, even on the tzad of shluchei didan. Right? 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 That's what it would seem like for the Gemara. Maybe we could think about why it's so. Right? You know, I don't, he doesn't necessarily even know who, you know, who's the kohen who's going to end up bringing it. But that's what it would seem like. Kifi, what that Gemara suggests, that, you know, if you could just as easily as anyone else to do it. So, of course, over here, I'll just speak this through, that whichever kohen ends up, and any kohen could have been the one to do it, but there's this, we see this a specific minui, and he ends up being that was a man of him and not someone else. So once he engages in the korban, right, that establishes that he's the kohen, and only he could do it, and now we can't say his friend could have done it. Right? Mm. Right? Because the meaning was chal. True that he could have been man his friend. Right? But now we're here, right? And that the meaning was done. Once the meaning was done, right, so then only he could do it and someone else can't do it. Right? We have to understand this Gemara. Right. Okay?
And
right?
Even if the coin's chosen randomly.
Right, right, okay. Right. That's just a few things more. And that in itself is what to think about. Why that's so?
I mean, the Chorah, you'd say the other way also. I mean, if a Kohen can't get Hana from a particular Yisrael, that Yisrael still can mafresh Truma, has to be mafresh Truma, even though this Kohen is part of Shevis Kohen, and is now going to all of Shevis Kohen, and he's part of that thing. But that's not called being Ma'anim until you specifically, you know, would give it to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let me say, Zot Gemara, Toshma. Gemara brings Rafa Mishnah, is it Svam Shifush Mishnah Bayos? Zot Gemara, Toshma, this is not a Makavel, Kinen, Kinezoven. Our Mishnah says that Mudan Machaveri, right, the Kohen could be Makrev Korbanis. Zot Gemara, Yam Shluchididan, Komahani Lei. Zolti Moro. I mean, this is Mamish, this is the Nafgamina, right? We already spoke out the Nafgamina, and our Mishnah says the following, that he could bring his korban. So that should decide to us the Shaila. On that thing, Moro turns around and says, well, Taimech, list the makav of korbanis. Zolti Gemara, I hear what you're saying, but it's interesting that the Mishnah specifies a certain type of korbanis, right? Kinezovis, etc. This is a certain type of korban. Right, let's just speak this out, even though we mentioned this before, but just to be clear, that there are, let's say, two general groups of the accomplishment of a korban. You have a korban which is a kapora. Something similar to that one has either a kapora or maybe it's a positive accomplishment along those lines, right? And then you have a korban which is part of the Torah process of a person, which means as follows, that we know a person becomes tamei, so being that he's tamei, so that prevents him from engaging with things which have kedusha. Now, there are different levels of kedusha. Kedusha ma'aseh sheni, kedusha truma, and kedusha is kodshim. A person touches the sheretz, he becomes tamei. Right? He goes to the mikveh. So, as soon as he gets out of the mikveh, he's in the status of a tful yoyim. Right? Tful yoyim. So, he has a certain level of taira. But that level of taira does not allow him to eat truma. Truma, he needs harav shemesh, right? He needs to wait till taisa kechavim. For other things, right? Maybe could be that it's sufficient for just a tful yom. Tful yom is considered total gabe certain things, even gabe knisa in certain places in harbayis chayis. There's the second level, like we're saying, that's really Harav Shemesh. And certain tumas that even after Harav Shemesh, he doesn't have complete Taira, and he's still also Bekotchim, right? Those are these tumas over here, Zov, Zova, Yeledes. And the bringing of the Korban that they are is gives them that completion of the tumma. And now they could engage in kodshim.
When?
After they bring the korban.
The next morning, the next day.
Meaning they went to the mikvah on the seventh day, they had Erev Shemesh, the eighth day when they bring the korban,
okay.
That's when.
The next day.
Okay, yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's what you're
yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Isn't that more than two types of korbanos?
So, that's what I just said. Two general categories.
Korbanos that are not a kapara and not a mechusar, not a matir.
Yes, so I thought I was being careful and including that also, right? And I believe the nusuch that was used before was korbanos which either bring a kapara or they accomplish something along those lines in the positive sense, right? Yeah. Right, that's what we were referring to. No, it's not a kapora. It's not necessarily a kapora, but what its accomplishment is along the kapora lines. That means it brings a person close to the Rosh Hashanah, let's call it. Right? That's what that is. Right? But it doesn't, now you have another, the mechusar kapora, the accomplishment of that is that no different than going into the mikvah or paraduma. That's what it is, right? That's the accomplishment of the korban. There happens to be a chiyuv korban regardless, right? You know, so it's not just your choice, right? You know, to become Torah not Torah, that's your choice, right? You're not necessarily chiyuv to be mitai yourself, except you know, it's regular or whatever it is. But there's a chiyuv korban. Like it's the nafkamina, and that is that let's say an isha had a number of children, she didn't bring the korban, right? So for each lay, though, she's mechuyev a korban, but she only has to bring it once in order to be mitar herself, right? Because it's a mitar, right? You can be tummy many times and go to the mikvah, right? Right? You know, it doesn't, right? And many causes for the tumma. So such a situation that after the first korban she brings, she's tor, but it still remained on her an obligation, right, to bring the chiyuv korban that she has.
So before the Mechusek Kapar brings the carbon, they're still tamei somewhat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. It's tuma. It's tuma that what it is. Yeah. So the Gemara right now is being medak. That the Mishnah says that a Muda Hano could bring, and the Mishnah mentions certain types of korbanos. So Zok the Gemara, that if you're right, you want to tell me that you see from the Mishnah that it's not shluchi didan, because you could bring the korbanos. So the Akmar says, well, 1 second, but I mean, if that was so, if we're shluchi d'shmaya, then really any korban you could bring. Why is the Mishnah stating specific korbanos? It would seem just the opposite.
So according to our Gersa, it does say the korbanos.
So doesn't the Ran speak out that the other korbanos also could be b'chus de kapara, right?
Sir.
Right.
That's, mm-hmm.
That's the Ran there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Definitely, like the Ran says, in conjunction with the kinei zovin, so we would understand that that's the hatoyis and hashomeis are of that kind.
But if it would be all chatos and all hashom, then the whole Gemara's carriage falls off.
Right. If we'd have the right to say that. Mm-hmm.
Right. You could then ask why it doesn't say Shlomin. Why doesn't Shlomin know this also?
Well, that's a general question. What's the status of Shlomin Olos? Are they the same as Mechuzer Kapar? What category are they? I mean,
no, but if it's Shulchei D'Shemaya, why shouldn't we be able to also bring those?
They're
going to
eat from the
carbon. Oh, because you're saying he's giving him.
He's going to have supper tonight. Well, why should okay.
All right. So, what about all? I hear you. That's an interesting question. Maybe even if it was shlucha de shemaya, you wouldn't be able to bring a shlamim. Okay, but.
Is that a real possibility?
I don't have an argument against it.
Yeah, okay.
I think the Mefarshim do talk about that Ola and Shlamim are not really discussed in our Gemara, because our Gemara discusses things that are, it's comparing Mechusik Hapara to things like Achatus and Ashram that are something for a
chait,
but
okay. We'll see a little bit. I think there is a mashmois, right? Hakol tzrichin das chutz v'mechus kapora sounds like everything other, right? Is hakol tzrichin das? That is, that's all other korbanos except for mechus kapora. That would be the mashmois in that. But let's see the Gemara. Okay, yep. Okay. So right now we're standing over here. The Gemara is making a decommission, and the Gemara is sort of turning things around. Zot Gemara, you thought you saw in the Mishnah that the Kohen could bring a korban. If he could bring a korban, so according to the nafkamina that we just said before, right, it should tell us that it's shluchah d'shmaya, because otherwise, if it's shluchah d'dan, how could he bring it? Then, you know, he's been the there is hano over here through the fulfilling of the shlichus, and that thing Mara says that. But on the other hand, look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is mentioning certain korbanos. It would seem to be that the Mishnah is very specific. Zot the Gemara, it doesn't say all korbanos. It says these korbanos. Zot the Gemara el mechuser kaparashani. That on the contrary, so that this halacha you could bring is only korbanos drum mechusik kaporah. They're different. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hakol tzrichim das chutz mechusik kaporah. Birchin says that all korbanos need the das of the balakom, except for mechusi kapor. Sharei odom may be korban albonov albonos of haktanim shenema zeis teres azov ben gol ben koton. Let's hear what happened in this gemara. Right, let's hear what's happening anymore. The gemara over here is saying that, on the contrary, our Mishnah seems to be talking about a certain type of korban, a korban which is mechusri kapara. And where the gemara is heading is that the whole shiloh of shluchei d'shmayim, shluchei d'dan, is by all korbanos other than mechusri kapara. Mechusri kapara, that we'll see over here, is definitely not shliach lidan. So the Mishnah, on the contrary, the Mishnah says that he could bring a korban which is not involved in the shail of our Gemara. Now, Zolta Gemara, like this, where do we see that? Mechus Kapara are different. Zolta Gemara, because the Birchin says that hakol tzrichim das, chus mechus Kapara. That mechusri kapara don't need the knowledge or the directive of the baal hakorban. It could be brought even without the das of the baal hakorban. How do I know that? Zokter b'yechnan, because the pasuk says there's zeis teres, and the zeis teres suggests and to include, to make a general a clown, an all inclusive, that the korban that he's talking about over here, by Zov, is ben cotton ben godol, that these korbanos apply even to a cotton, whose cotton himself can't bring a korban. He's not a bar das, so someone else obviously is doing it for him, and his father is doing it for him. And so you see that it could be done without das, and the Gemara is saying that, or actually Rabbi Yechon is saying that Rabbi Yechon takes that over here, that why taka could it be? What do you see over here? It must be that this type of carbon doesn't require das, meaning to say that rather than making an exception of the rule, let's take out the rule from over here, right? And if the pasuk is telling me that a carbon which is a mechusri kapara, a father could bring for his child without
even though the pasuk talks about that, the same applies to all mechusri kapara.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now the Gemara might call this don an efshe mishi efshe, right? Which we'll have to, that in itself needs a little explanation, right? But at this point, I think we on the contrary we would have said that that's really how we try to say we'd rather not make exceptions, and therefore we understand the halachas are the rule. Right? As a matter of fact, that it's even hard to understand exactly how you make an exception, right, on such a thing, right? And if it really requires das, it's like, and that's the mechanics, so like, how can you make an exception, right? Okay, fine, and he doesn't have anything to do for him, but therefore what, right? You know, the switch is not going to turn off, the wiring is not there, you know, he, how you can do otherwise, I don't know, but that doesn't, you know, can't create, you know, right, you know, right? You can't make a new creation without just because you have a problem, right?
So we're saying that even Gadol who has das, you can be mocked with the carbon for him, and then he's mechusik kapara. He now can eat kosher.
Yeah.
He didn't know about it. He didn't give. Didn't give consent.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're jumping from there, and we're saying because hakol tzrichim das chus mechusik kapara. Therefore, because we say that, therefore you see it only das. So now that you don't need das, how do you connect that to?
Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, that's what I want to talk about. Okay, very good. Very good. Now let's see what are we even discussing over here, right? The father, son, we're not bringing the korban now, right? The father's not a kohen, right? So what is he doing over here, Right? So what this is really is really step number one. Like I mentioned before, the different steps of bringing a korban, the first step is to be makdish the animal, right? You have to make a hakdosha, and we're making the hakdosha, now it becomes the korban of whoever was makdish it, or for whoever was makdish it for. And now when you go through the seder of the asiyas korban, it will, the accomplishment of the korban will be for that person, because it's his korban, right? Now there might be a further, Al Gemara is discussing that in actual nasiyas hakorban, whether there has to be a shlichus also, right? So Rabbi Yochanan Lachare is really discussing really the first step, right? The hakdosha, and it would seem over here that hakol tzvichim das means in the original hakdosha, I can't be makdish a korban for you. Right? Without your knowledge, or without your appointing me to be makdish for you. And what he's saying is, but I see from a chusri kapora that this I could. I could create a korban which will be your korban, which will accomplish the taira, your taira. Now the Gemara, right, is really relating that to what we're discussing, right, which is in the Asiyas HaAvoida, right? And what the Gemara would be saying according to this is that just like by in general Karbonis, the halacha is, you know, you can't hakol tzrichim das, you can't be makdish for someone else. Over here you could. So by the same token that you don't need his das and you can make that hakdosha, so I see it's a different type of korban. So the Gemara is saying, so similarly in the asiyas havoida also, it doesn't have to be b'tayrus shlichus. So what the Gemara is saying now is like we mentioned before, that the whole shaila that the Gemara have doesn't apply to such a korban. Right? Definitely, right, based on what Rechen is saying over here, that by korban a mechusri kapora, that korban definitely is not working with shluchi dinan, because if it was, then how could it work without his das? So the fact that it works without his das and he Rechnan learns it up from the pasuk over here, if it works without his das, then that type of korban definitely is not shluchi. It doesn't work out. Doesn't work with shlichus. And we're just, the whole discussion is only a korban which doesn't have, which taka needs das, that as far as, you know, the original hakdosha. Now we're clearing the shaila in the asiyas hakorban. They say that the asiyas ha'avodis, how does that work when the kohen does it?
Because you don't need das, therefore they can't be shluch in the dog?
Right.
Why?
Right. Because in order to be shluchah didan, we have to appoint them. So if there's no das, then he can't possibly appoint the kohen. Now the Gemara is relating, like we're saying, that appointing someone to be makdishit and appointing the kohen, right, to do the avodah for you, right? The Gemara is making that connection.
While a korban goes over to a specific kohen and says, "I appoint you to be my shliach to bring this korban," He doesn't speak to the Kohen.
See, even if he doesn't speak specifically to the Kohen, but that's what the side of Shlucha Didan is. Right? We understand that there's a Shlichus, right? So by bringing it, like this one mentioned before, when he brings it, right, so he's actually appointing the Kohen who ends up bringing it. Right? That's what it would seem like from the Gemara. It's a specific, there's a specific appointing over here, shlichus. That's why we said. That's why you can't just say that you know it's similar to kol haroitza. If that's so, then it wouldn't be relevant the whole shaila here. So that's the halacha of shlucha didan, and the Gemara is saying that the whole side of shlichus is not a possibility by these type of korbanos.
Since it works without das, even a guy who does have das. Most of the people that bring Mechusir Kapara Kabaras did have das.
Right.
It's just that it potentially could work without das, like you see by a katan it works without das. Therefore, since it can work without das, even when it is working with das, we say the type of avodah can't be shlichus didan.
It can't require, right? That, it can't require that, right? Because if it does, then how does it work by the cotton? And so the fact that it works by a cotton, that's an indication that this type of carbon is different. It doesn't need a das. If it doesn't need a das, obviously there's no halacha that are explicitly done. Yeah.
Why does the Gemara say aviv maybe? Is there something special about the father? Maybe like the father brings the kabbalah for his son, and the father brings the other. Is anything special? Like maybe the Torah says because the kid is off, and there's no there's no way to get the child tahar, the finalize the complete tahara until they bring the carbon. So the aviv brings it.
So are you suggesting don efshem yishi efshem? Is that the chiluk that you're heading at?
That's sort of, but maybe for some reason the Torah gave a specific thing to the father.
But I don't know. Where are you targeting your question? Your Rebbechina says hakol tzrichim daschus michutz kaporah. What does that mean? Right at that point, is that a father son learning program there, or that's right, Reuven and Shimon?
Why does the Gemara emphasize other maybe carbon abanav of Rosa Vakan? Why can't it just be Shari Gadol Yachal Ami carbon al Kitan? Why does that have to be the Aviv? What's
okay. I mean
is that just practical because he's the one who usually
I mean it? I think the Gemara is taking out from over there Reuven and Shimon, so at the end of the day I don't think it would be limited
But even if it was limited, it still shows that you don't need das, right? In other words, let's say that there's a xeris akasa that the father has to do it for the son, right? But it still shows that the carbon could be brought without the das of the person benefiting from the.
Well, I want to say this is what I was trying to say. I want to say maybe the father has the das. Maybe the Torah in this case gave the father the das to be able to bring the mechusa kapara for his son because the son can't have das. The father can have das to marry off his daughter who's a ketana. So maybe by mechusa kapara the kid is up. There's no way to get the kid tar. So the Torah gave the father the power to have the das for the kid.
So the father
has the das in the car.
So you're asking a question on a b'yechina, I believe, right?
Yes.
That's what you're doing. And what you're asking right now might really be the basis of the issue of donin efshe mishi efshe, right? And what you're saying really explains that problem that was raised before, right? The how you do this magic, right? That maybe that might be the other side, right? That donin efshe mishi efshe, the pshat is that the Torah says that the das of the av taka helps for his son specifically, and then you couldn't learn to someone else, right? That might be what's really behind that. But Akoponim, but Rabbi Yechanan, he's not saying that, right?
Right.
Rabbi Yechanan
is really not saying that,
right? So he's understanding that it's not an exception, like we said before, that the rule is revealed
in
the situation over here, right? This is telling on the whole thing.
Rabbi Yechanan see that it has to be a general thing, I guess, even by Yafshar. How does he see that there's no das by Mechusa Kapara? I mean, I would think, okay, you have to bring karma for your son. I mean, that there's no other way to do it. So in this situation, it's Yafshar, so that's basically what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
How does Rabbi Yochanan extend it to the effect?
Just what it would seem like over here is that maybe that's the issue over here, right? That how do you understand such a thing as an exception, as an exception to the rule? Granted, maybe we could explain how this exception works, but it's still an exception. Or rather than learning that it's an exception, it's an indicator. Right? It tells us how to understand the halacha in general. Right? That's.
But I'm saying, even if his words, "Hakol tzrichim das," I'm saying, you even need das by mechusa kapara, but just the father is the das.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. He's not understanding like that. That's right. What I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
You're saying that it's an indicator that the whole thing is it doesn't need das.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you say? What do you say, Michael? What do you
hold? I think it's you're framing the machlokas of Dan and Efshar Mishal Efshar in an interesting way.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that's taka, it's a machlokas and svara, whether the Torah teaches exceptions or it only teaches rules.
In a general sense. In general sense. Right, come on, that's where it starts from, right?
Which carbon is the father bringing for the son now?
The son is Azov. He's Azov.
So he's bringing...
So he wants to, he wants to help his son to be able to eat kachin.
Right, so what's he bringing?
So he's bringing this carbon, this can, the two birds.
So now what I was wondering is, would the same apply if the son was a katan also, but the son had to bring a ashmor chatas?
There's no ashmor chatas for a katan because ketan are not chayv in karbonos because they're not chayv in mitzvahs.
So
there's no katan who had a avera like that would be potter completely.
No, the father wouldn't have to bring anything.
It doesn't have an avera.
It doesn't have an avera. Okay.
It's a non-starter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Limousine. Yeah. Okay, so what we did right now in the context of our Gemara is going to head off a little bit of the main focus. But what we did right now was that we thought that we had a raya from our Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah says the Kohen can bring Kabbalah. So we thought we had a raya from our Mishnah that it's Shluchi Dishmaya, because the Shluchi Dizan, how could he bring it, right? That he's giving him Anol. So the Gemara thought that we had a raya, and that the Gemara turns things around totally. More on the contrary, if you tackle our Medayik properly in the Mishnah is specifically saying a Mechusa Kapora Korban, that's what he could do for another Korban. The Mishnah left it out because he tackle can't. Right? So on the contrary, so it really should be Medayik from our Mishnah that it's Shluchi Dizan. Right? And that's why that wasn't included in the Mishnah, because those you can't, right? Yeah, right. I mean, that's definitely where the Gemara is heading. But as the Ran points out, then at this point, does that mean that we're pushing to Shiloh the other way, right?
Excuse me a second. I have a follow up question.
Yeah.
So you said that a katan doesn't make a beira, so he's not chayv in a katas or asham. Why is he chayv in this zav?
He's tamei. His body is tamei.
If a cotton touches a sheretz, does he become tamei?
I see. It's
not a question, right? Right. Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Sorry.
Very good. Okay.
That's an important nakuda, actually.
Mm-hmm. So Zokteran that even though the Gemara was medayik the Mishnah at this point, and it would sound like, on the contrary, we should be poshut mamish vaker, we should be poshut that he could only bring mechusa kapara, but other kabbalas he can't, because other kabbalas taka have the din of shluchei didan. On that the man says no, there's no right. This is what Michael was mentioning before, because there still is a way of explaining the Mishnah that really what the Mishnah means is, you know, Zakapon, if you want to be madche this, the raya this way, we could still explain the Mishnah that lo'olam, the halacha is that he could bring all korbanos. And the Tana is speaking out these korbanos not to limit what could be brought, but for a chiddush, that even this could be brought because these korbanos have a greater hano than other korbanos.
One example, you can say that, but when you bring three or four examples and they're all mechusa kapara, it's hard to say that each to tell you the chiddush that you now can eat the kachin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Akopan, the man understands that the Gemara is not poishit. Akoponim.
Well, he's certainly not poshet that it's didan, because he says where the halacha is it's tishmaya. From the other Gemara.
Yeah, partially based on the Gemara Kedushin.
Right, based on the Gemara Kedushin, he's saying we say halacha it's just right. Tishmaya.
Yeah.
So therefore, you have to read this Mishnah with that Kedush.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or you can say that Chatas and Hashem are real Chatas and Hashem, and therefore it doesn't include the Kabbalists. that's the other backup way to avoid this.
Three rabbis. Two or three rabbis.
examples. They're all different examples of people that are mechusik havar. But if you want to teach you something special that mechusik havar, one should be enough.
Are you waiting, or you're thinking about something?
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking. Right. So that, I mean, that might be the answer to what you were saying before. I mean, the richas of kinin doesn't bother me so much, but let's say chatois nashomes. But on the contrary, right? That'll be according to this understanding. That chatois nashomes. That'll be part of the diche. We'll understand that they are stam, right?
And then it does say that they can bring other kavaras, even though they're not mechusei kapara.
Mm-hmm. But we still need to explain why we're mentioning kinim, right? So no, that will be for that chiddush. The Ran speaks to that. Right? I'm saying that's what you're saying, right? So it's not. Yeah. You only have the right to do that if you could explain why the kinim are lav dafka, right? If the kinim are lav dafka, then you hash those lahori. So these chatois and neshamis, you know, any type.
Then it should have said chatois and neshamis first. Because then you list the bigger chiddush and even kinim that you're
Okay.
The other Gemaras that discuss it are also dealing with the Nedarim, or are they on other subjects? We want to discuss if it's Shluchei Didan or Shluchei Shemayim.
I don't think the Gemara is talking about
Nedarim. Right. I mean, the Gemara really is talking in the context of Shlichas. Of this svara, whether shliach could do something from shliach and shliach can't do himself. That's yes. Really what the Gemara is really with this svara that Rav Huna said. That's really how the Gemara brings it over there, and he said it concerning our shilim.
I don't think it was
Nadarm
related.
Yeah. No, I just want to mention a point. Once we said that this idea of making exceptions, that maybe this is a point that we could also think about. That the way the Gemara wanted to go, the Gemara wanted to say that our Mishnah is specifically talking about B'chusri kapora, right? That's where the din is that it's shluch d'shmaya. But lo'olam other kabbonis itaka can't bring because shluch d'idan, right? So there also there's room to just to question, you know, apid the svara of Rabbi Yechinan on the contrary. So why can't we derive from b'chusri kapora how things work, and why should we make a difference? Why should we think that there should be a difference in how karbonas are brought? Once we have the tzad that all karbonas could be shluchi d'shmaya, and we know that mechusi kapora are shluchi d'shmaya, so why should we think that other karbonas work differently?
You can also say, once we see that mechusi kapora don't need asla, we can learn out that all karbonas don't need asla. You could pull it even further.
That might not be so much different. Right. Uh-huh. That's what we're asking, right? Why are we making a limitation regardless, right? So Mechin doesn't want to make an exception within Mechusri Kapora, so he's making a rule out of Mechusri Kapora.
Maybe because it says Zos Torah say you'll let us. Meaning, you see, when you have one limud in the whole Torah, then you can learn the Torah Kula. But once it says it two times, then you only learn in the specific case.
Like Shnei Ksumah Bon Kech, kind of thing?
I don't know.
Okay. Fine. That's just to follow through on that. I had to raise that point. Okay,
it's fair to say that you have to make the smallest chiddush possible, but it's counterintuitive to say that two people bringing the same carbon meets different rules. You know, to limit the rule to this carbon is you're making the chiddush as as small as possible. But to say that when Reuven's bringing the carbon and Shimon's bringing the carbon, different mechanics are happening, is a bigger jump.
Okay. But we see, interestingly enough, if we would know this was different, fine. But the Gemara is clearing the Shiloh, we're not even basing that should have any bearing on the Shiloh, right? The Gemara is like I'm saying, right? The fact that the different types of corners work differently has no bearing on the Shiloh. Right?
Once you prove that the Shluch of the Shmaya by Mechusar Kapara, it's a very big chiddush to say that the coin, this coin over here is a shliach of Hashem, and the next coin next to him is bringing a different type of carbon. He's a shliach of the Baal of carbon. It's a bigger chiddush to say that.
So where are you going? You're with me?
Once you say that Mechusar Kapara is Vadai Shluch of the Shmaya, you should say every carbon is Shluch of the Shmaya.
You appreciate that aura. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So what's the answer though?
What? Right, that's what Shlomo was saying. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But that is a ha'oro. A ha'oro. A point in the Gemara. Yeah. Okay, so let's just finish the Gemara over here. Now the Gemara goes off. The Gemara right now was really questioning Rabbi Yochanan, right? This Gemara used Rabbi Yochanan, he's the source that Mechusar Kapara works differently, and it's based on a limud. In fact, the Gemara, the limud that he makes, it can't possibly be, because you have the same words in a different parasha, which you can't make that limud by Yoledis. His limud is Zois Teres, Ben Godel, Ben Cotton. It should follow that, but in the parasha of Yoledis, that should also apply, Ben Godel, Ben Cotton. Same idea.
I saw somewhere that the drush is from the letter Hey, Hazav, or Hay Yoledis. Is that possible?
Oh, okay, I don't know. Yeah?
That's what I saw, but it doesn't sound right to me. One of the
person
says that.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that possible? Okay. Anyway, continue. You were saying.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Zotimor, that to make that Jerusha ben Ktana ben Gedayla by your letters is not possible, as the Gemara explains, because that is not possible to have a Ktana which is a letters which needs a carbon to be mitar herself.
And the pasuk wouldn't be marred by a ketana if there's no carbon that can be brought like that.
Right.
I mean, the Torah does write things that never happened, right?
We're just gonna say that. I knew you were gonna say that.
This
can happen. Uh-huh.
There are Gemaras that say that Ketanas had babies, like Bas Sheva was 6 years old or something when she had a baby.
Shomer Psalm Hashem.
But I think the Gemara either a footnote or the Gemara.
It says Shema Thomas, and over here it says Vit Thomas. I think, no?
The footnote says that makes it her.
Makes her a guttle. Right? Yeah. The run
brings it.
The run, okay.
What makes her go?
Bonim harein kisimanim. There's a halach like that.
Bonim adifim kisimanim.
Okay, fine. Yeah, okay, so this is technical zach, and let's just file through the Gemara. Yeah? So the Gemara is asking that you can't possibly make this. On that, the Gemara answers as follows. True, we're not going to make that drosho. The lav bardas of Ktano, right? We can't be marba over here. However, Zotu Gemara. I'm picking up over here. Zotu Gemara. He's zois teiras heiledes ben pikachas ben shoyte. That the lav basdas that we're talking about over there is won't be a ketana, right? Ketana, that's the metzius of the age. It doesn't have to do with the das, right? That the hechimsa can't be. Therefore, if you have a shaita who is older in age, that it's possible that she could have a child. She'll have tumas later. She's a lav bas das, and someone else will have to be makdish karbon. Is zokta gemara that's hevel dashin. So he could still successfully dash in the zois teiras to explain to include a lav bar das, and zokta gemara fine. It won't be a ketana. It'll be shaitim. And probably what the Gemara is saying, the real klal that we're including all types, right? Probably Asher Osu Slahochi really is lav bardas. That's really what it is. Right, so let's say by Zov, right? Also, right? Anyone that doesn't have das will in the initial drasha will have that in, and then male takes it, to even a bar das. But the initial limud would apply to that.
Right, and the Torah is only by these types of ones that need a tikkun in the person. Meaning, because if you just need a kapara, a person who doesn't have das, they don't need the kapara because they don't have the avera. But a person
right,
who needs
yeah.
a tikkun in
mm-hmm,
their goof,
mm-hmm.
all of these people, if they don't have das, they still need the tikkun in their goof, whether it's a katan or a
right,
shota.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Very good. Is zot the gemara? Yes, that's what we're talking about. Now the gemara says as follows. Shekein odem evi korban al ishtoi shoyte, kediver of Yehuda desanyo. Yehuda oimer odem evi korban osher al ishtoi v'chol korbanos shechayeves. Shkach koisiv lo, v'achrayes v'is lich olai min kadmas dino. Yes, let's just speak about this for just for a couple of minutes, because it's getting late over here. That Zot Gemara as follows, right? That the posik over there is talking about a shaita. Now, we have to by your letters in order to have the hechitimso of having a lav bas das, having a leda and having tumas leda that she would require the korban to be mitar her. Over there, became talking about a tana, but the lav bas das will be talking about a shaita. Now the Gemara says that who's bringing the korban for her? It's her husband. It's her husband. Right? And then the Gemara brings a support to that a Baal in general is achroi for the korbanos of his wife, and that's therefore the basis for what we're saying that the parsha is being marbe shoita, and the initial limud is that Baal would be bringing a korban. Now, probably what the Eidl wants to know is that why are we running to Baila, right? What's wrong with the Av? The same way the Av is bringing for the Ben, so let the Av be the one who's bringing for. So
which case are you let us?
Yeah. Right, let's just speak this through.
I saw this question.
She's married now.
Okay, right.
She's under the control of her husband.
Oh, right.
So
this question, I
don't
understand it.
Yeah, right. No, but I'll tell you, but like this, is that you still might be right, but I'll tell you probably what the basis of this question is that we find there's such a halacha that of that bitoy, who's a tana and an iris, b'shus di'av. But Ben is not halacha that a Ben is b'shus, right? Elamai, that in this parasha the Torah gave a din. You know that's the initial limit over here is that he's shayach to him, and then the akoponim that much is the initial limit that he would be doing it. So over here the fact that she's not b'shus her father would not be any worse than a ben, right? Unless what you're saying is that it's another step, right? The fact that she is b'shus the baal, right? That would, right? So let me ask you. So what would be in a case, right? I mean, it's all theoretical because once the Gemara makes the limu, then you know it applies to everywhere. But let's say her husband dies
before birth.
Right.
Now she's back in her father's house.
So over here, right? Probably she's I don't know if she's back into her father's house.
I didn't mean she's in her father's reshus.
Let me see.
I don't think the father's chayav to bring
korbanos. No, but he's not for his son either. Right? That's what we're coming from. In the drashi before we saw, right, that the av is bringing the korban for his son. Right, so I don't need the halacha of
the baal is mechuyev to bring korbanos for his wife.
Yeah, I understand. See, but what the Gemara is doing, like the Ran says, is that the reason why we can make this drasha is only since we find that he's mechuyev. So now we can make this drasha of have someone be bringing the korbanos of this shaita. Right, so what we're bringing up over here is that, you know, what do I need that for? Right, you might be right that once we know this, then it makes sense that should be the one who's gonna bring the carbon, right? But we want to know in the Gemara, why does the Gemara have to look for this? Right? That's how the Ran is mazbir with the Gemara, that the Gemara brings this because in order for us to learn that the pasuk is saying this, right, we need to I'm a step ahead. Gemara says Zoyis Torah shekem yevi carbon al ishtoi. She can only make the korban al ishta kediv Rabbi Yehuda. That's what we're asking over here. Let's say it wouldn't be right, but you know. But let's talk about the av. That's where this discussion over here came. That do you need to have such a thing?
Let's say she's a bas kohen and her husband dies before she gives birth. And then she gives birth and she's a shota. So she now is not going to be able to eat truma in her father's house without this korban yoletus. So the question is, can the father bring it?
Truma, that's such a good example. It's dafka kochim, right?
Dafka kochim, right?
Truma she could eat, right? No. Well, fine, but she can eat kochim, right?
Even by Israel, you have a problem.
Right. Okay. I'm saying, but the same idea. Your example, you want to say, I mean, because certain korban is kochim kalim, you know, the whole family can eat from those kochim, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we're just raising the point that is this taka halacha limited to ishtoi, right? It's only possible ishtoi, or theoretically, you know, we could have this halacha also even without the husband. Granted, we might need a specific scenario, and you know, you might say that technically. Right, it's not such a good application because if she had a child, she's probably married, and she's, you know, bishus the baal. So then the av is taka not is ejected from the picture. Right? Maybe more so than a ben. Right, ben is trying to, he's not bishus someone else. Right, but over here, right, okay.
Or makes it sound like it's tafki ishton, and it even brings the lashon of the psuba. Shekach kosef lavachais disni aloi. It sounds like it's a
dafka
by the ishtar, huh? That's what it
sounds like to me. Okay, that's what we're raising over your point. That is there any reason why it has to be dafka like that? And like we're saying, in once she's married and you have all these halachas, then it's mistava like that. But we want to know if the ikar halacha is dependent on this whole scenario. If you didn't have a husband. Right? If there was no husbands, then would we be stuck or no chalamish? She wouldn't be worse than a ben.
Would it have to be her father or any random person can bring a carbon for her?
Well, I mean,
why the father more than anybody else? Once she got married, she's out of the father's bishus. She doesn't go back to the father's bishus.
Okay, I'm saying, but it's any different than a son, right? A ben is never bishus the av. So whatever that relationship,
I mean, the father is somewhat responsible for his son. I mean, we've Shinat Lovanach, we find Chiyuvim of the Mrs. Ava Ben, Mrs. Ava Ab, there is some Chiyuvim from the father to the son. There's no Chiyuvim to a father to a daughter that was married.
Okay. That might be a Mokum Lechalik. Okay. That's a point. Akoponim. But now, but getting back into the context of the Gemara says, yeah, right, that a baal is achroi for the korbanos of baal. Now, this is also another point that shekein kosov b'ksubu. Now, where does this all start from, right? I mean, ksuba, you know, kos b'ksuba, fine, but who's telling me to write into the ksuba, right? Because we're talking about a drosha of an adaraisa, a drosha to kedrosha, right? This that Chazal instituted that the husband should take on the responsibility of the karbanas of his wife is not enough to explain the drosha in the Torah, right? If there's no such halacha in the Torah for that, so what does it help that the Chazal later, you know, instituted that the husband should take on the achrayas of the kabbanis of his wife, right? So, what is the source of this? Right? How did the Olam learn over here? Granted that it's written
in the kabbanis that she's high before they got married.
Naniyah, granted, right? That's so, right? But what's the source of this? Right? Where does it come from? Is there a source in the Torah to such a thing? What did you see over here?
Is it only karbanos or he's chayim for other things? Let's say she owed $1,000 before she was married. Does he have to pay her debts? I mean, is it specifically because it says Christ is the alloy. I'm taking a Christ for what you were responsible. It doesn't say karbanos in that lashon. Is it for other things or is it specifically for karbanos?
Well, the baal is chayav from the Torah.
We're talking about even things that she had before she was married. He has to pick up her responsibility. If she had to bear a carbon before she was married, now he has to bring the carbon for her.
We're talking only about that?
No, anything. He's chayav for anything.
So anything from the time they get married?
I mean, to a certain degree, but he doesn't. If she breaks a window, he doesn't have to pay for the window, right? Isn't that
Piyasin Ro? Piyasin Ro.
Piyasin Ro. He's not
chayav.
Piggy Yosin, the Mishnah says meeting up with an isha is not so good because if you damage them, you got to pay. They damage you, then they don't have to pay because they don't have any money. That's the Mishnah says. Alright. Akoponim, yeah, so this question, maybe we have to be Mavar. But what we want to know over here is, aside from what we just asked, as far as that's concerned, but what we also want to know is like this, that the responsibility that a husband has on the Karbanis Ishtoi, what type of Karbanis does that include? Is there any limitation in that? I mean, our sugya is a sugya of Mechusri Kapara. Right? That obligation, yeah, that doesn't seem to be limited to Mechusri Kapara. Well, what do you say about that?
Seems like all karbanos.
So now, if that's so, now we know other karbanos is trich and das, right? Right. So that means that the responsibility that we're talking about over here is not yet touching the issues that our Gemara is talking about, which might require das, right? Let's say a chatos, right? Chatos chelev, right? That he might be achroi to you know, to finance, you know, the carbon, but
can it be his das, the das necessary for the carbon, or does it have to be her das?
No, there the Gemara says if she doesn't have das, there's no chayv of chatas.
But she goes, that's because she's not chayv in chatas. That's because she's a shoten. Then the chayv chatas goes off.
Right. So
but
his
I'm
das
asking
doesn't
a different
work.
Question.
If she has das.
there's a korban that has to have das. Any korban that, let's say, she got saved from a she has to be a korban tov. She has to be saved from something. Let's say you need das for a korban. Can the husband have the das?
Or a chattas.
The chattas, the Gemara says that a lady who's a shota doesn't have
to. Not sure.
If she's not a shota, okay, if she's not a shota, can the husband be the das for the wife?
But Aliba the Emes, it's mevuyer that this halacha is taka only by mechusik kaporim, right? That you don't need das.
It's only by mechusik kaporim.
No, I'm saying the din of das, right? The din of.
I thought other maybe carbon for ishto shota.
That's a lav bas das. Right, the Gemara. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara asked the Kasha El Meyat to learn at the Chatas Chelav.
Right.
That Gemara says, "Well, in the source, there's no Chatas Chelav. So in a Chanami, that you can't. Right. So there's no. So there is no such halacha.
That, so only Mechusa Kabar.
Yeah. No. But we're talking about this halacha here. This halacha here, and we're just bringing out that this halacha that person is achroi for the karbanos of his wife is really a step before what we're discussing. That just means that since he's achroi to pay for her karbanos, that's his achrayis. So in the context over there, that's why the type of karban that she'll bring, which is based on the oil of the yerid, will be according to his financial status. Right? That's all in that gemara. Now the gemara is now applying that. To the halacha of das, right? The next step of the makdish to korban, right? That's what Rabbi Yochanan's Iker halacha is talking about.
I thought it was a simon. I didn't think it was a siva. It was a simon.
Okay.
Saying you see because the baal is a chray that it's now according to his ashras. Meaning it must be the fact that she has to bring a korban olav yored according to his wealth shows that he has an achrayas doraisa. Because otherwise she's a poor person.
I don't know where that comes from. I was asking for it. I'm not sure where that comes from. But that let me just hear that again. That definitely is. I mean, that's real. I mean, that's the whole Gemara saying that, right? Because it sounds like that there is such a source in the Torah, and that's what the Gemara is basing on this, the Ikar Limud over here, that the Baal is bringing. And before we learn out, if you hold Ein Don Efsh Mish Efsh, it's going to be the Dafka over here, right? That's the right thing, halacha. And this halacha of Achroi,
but still, she has to have the Das, and the Karbonas that need Das.
Yeah. So that means that, so that's what I'm pointing out over here, is that, so this halacha, that the halacha that a person is achroi for the karbanas vishtoi, is a preliminary halacha. That's whose finances it's going to come from,
that's
and therefore the kaveya, what type
all
of karban, that's all karbanas, right. Now, once that's so now benegeya to this, that we have a limud which tells me that there's such an isha, that her carbon could be brought. Shulei midaita, who's the one in the initial drasha that will bring it from midaita? That the Gemara is saying that'll be baila. Right, that is what the Gemara is finding room for Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. That's the initial drasha, and then he takes it a step further. Right, Gemara calls that done in. Right, the Shem called it done Efshim She Efshim, and this by the same token will also serve as a similar source that Mechusri Kapara could be done Shlomi Das. Okay. So this is how the Gemara really went off on a side, just to give some stability to Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. From Akasha, that the Gemara, that his Iker Drasha seems to be, not that you can't follow through that Drasha in another place by you. That the Gemara answers that by you. Let us, we can also make the same Drasha. The Lav Bas Das over there in the Chanami can't be Ktana. The Hechatimsa can't present itself, but by Shoita, right, then that could could be, and we see that the Gemara says that the initial drasha of the loy efsher over there, that who would be bringing the korban shlamidaita, is the baila, based on this, that baila is achroi for her korbanis. Okay.
The
well,
footnote
wait.
Says that
yeah.
Oh, well. Over there by the source,
yeah.